Recorded Books presents The Storm, a novel from the Numa Files, by Clive Cussler and Graham Brown, narrated by Scott Brick.
Prologue, Indian Ocean, September 1943. The SS John Barry shuddered from bow to stern as it plowed through the rolling waters of the Indian Ocean. She was known as a fast freighter, designed to accompany warships and used to traveling at a decent clip, but with all boilers going full out, the John Barry was moving at a pace she hadn't seen since her sea trials. Damaged, burning, and trailing smoke, the John Barry was running for her life. The ship crested a 10-foot wave, the deck pitched down, and the bow dug into another swell. A wide swath of spray kicked up over the rail and whipped back across the deck, rattling what was left of the shattered bridge. Topside, the John Barry was a mangled wreck. Smoke poured from twisted metal where rockets had pounded the superstructure. Debris littered the deck, and dead crewmen lay everywhere. But the damage was above the waterline, and the fleeing ship would survive if it avoided any more hits. On the dark horizon behind, smoke poured from other vessels that had been less fortunate. An orange fireball erupted from one, flashing across the water and briefly illuminating the carnage. The burning hulks of four ships could be seen, three destroyers and a cruiser, ships that had been the John Barry's escort. A Japanese submarine and a squadron of dive bombers had found them simultaneously. As dusk approached, oil burned around the sinking vessels in a mile-long slick. It fouled the sky with dense black smoke. None of them would see the dawn. The warships had been targeted and destroyed.